Our Mishnah is not talking about these two machshavis b'shas one, but rather during two different avodas tanan. The mele of Yafila Rav Meir, it can even go according to Rav Meir. The Yom Atofas Lashon Rishon, that Rav Meir says always, you listen to the beginning of what you're saying. Hani Mili, when is that true? Where is that machlikis b'avod achas? During one avoda, either shchita or el kabbalah or el salacha, b'shas one avoda, Rav Meir says, the first thing you have in mind, that's the machshava for that avoda. Avol b'shtei avodas, but here, where one machshava b'shas shchita, you thought you're doing the shem korban pesach. Very good. But then b'shas the kabbalah or the halacha, you had another machshava l'shem shlamim. Moida de misl. Here everybody holds this puzzle, even Rav Meir. Because during the second avoda, that's a new machshava then. And then you had in mind to do it l'shem shlamim, therefore this pesach is possible. So that was Abaye's sofik, what's pshat our Mishnah? Does our Mishnah only go according to Rav Yossi, and it's talking about one avoda, and you have these two thoughts during one avoda, and it goes according to Rav Yossi that says you listen to both thoughts? Because according to Rav Meir, you only listen to his first thought. Or else, no, our Mishnah is talking about two separate avodas, and it goes according to everybody. That was Rav Papa's Shaila. So the Gemara Amri Yahai, on which case of the Mishnah does Rav Papa have the suffix? If you want to tell me in this case, where first he thought he's doing it Shalei Lishmai, then he thought he's doing it Lishmai. Is Lechura, if that's the case we're talking about, if that's the Shaila, there's no Shaila then. Because bein bi avoid achas, bein b'shtei avoidis, bein the Rav Meir, bein the Rav Yossi, if so late, mikam aisa. Whether we're talking about one avoid here, and even according to Rav Meir, he's merging in this case that would be possible. Because what was your first thought? Your first thought was shalei l'shmai. He had a machshava do with the shem shlamim. So even according to Rav Meir, that says you don't listen to the second thought, but rather the first thought. Here, the first thought makes it possible. If we're going on the part of the Mishnah that says Shaloi Lishmoi and Lishmoi, so that Pshita is possible according to everybody, even during one Avodah. Because even according to Rav Meir says you listen to the first thought. Here the first thought was what? Shaloi Lishmoi. Therefore Pshita the Korban is possible. There wouldn't be any suffix. The Rav Yossi is also good. The vital see the Gemara says the main Rav Yossi is too late. Mikamaisam. Rabbi Yossi just says you also listen to the second thought, Islay. But Avadi listened to the first thought also. See, since you had the first thought was Shlei Lishmoi, according to everybody's puzzle. So Rav Papa wouldn't ask a question according to this part of the Mishnah. Avadi, when he thought first Shlei Lishmoi and then Lishmoi, that's puzzle according to everybody. Elo, where is the question of Rav Papa? Elo, the question is, Alishmoi b'shler lishmoi, where the first person, the kohen, first thought he's doing it lishmoi, he's doing it the shem korban pesach, and then he thought shler lishmoi. My, here's the shaila: is our Mishnah Dafka talking about one machshav, one avodah, and then it can only go according to Rav Yossi, because according to Rav Meir would be kosher since he holds the ikur as the first machshava, or else no, our Mishnah is talking about two separate avodas. And it goes according to everybody. Here is where Papa had the suffix. So Moshe says, Toshima, come and bring your raya. It says, Ha Pesach Sheshochatu Shlei Lishmoi. The beginning of the Mishnah says, a korban Pesach that whoever made the Shrita had in mind Shlei Lishmoi. Not Lishem Pesach, but rather Lishem korban Shlomim. So the korban is possible. Then it says, V'kibel V'holach V'zorach Shlei Lishmoi. He also made all four avodas he did with the wrong thought. How are we talking about? If you want to tell me the way the Mishnah really says it, that in all four avodas he had the wrong thought. Is lomali. What do I have to have all these four thoughts for? Is that the mechash lekula mekamai sifsalei? It's enough he had the first thought. As soon as he thought b'shash chita that he's doing it l'shem or shlomim, the korban is possible. What do you have to say? He thought also b'shash kabbalah and halacha and zrika. What do I need it for? Elamai, you have to tell me, how was the Mishnah talking about? Hochik Tony, this is what our Mishnah means. Ha Pesach Sheshochatu Shlei Lishmoi. You have this Korban Pesach that you shechted, B'shash Shchita, the Yisrael, whoever shechted, had in mind Shlei Lishmoi. Inami, another case is, Shochatu Lishmoi. No, they made the Shchita good. the kibul b'holak b'zorik shlo lishmoi. Inami, or else I tell you, there's the Mishnah telling you, Yechidish eats one by itself. Inami, shochatu v'kibul b'holak lishmoi. The first three avoidists, they did the right way. No v'zorik shlo lishmoi. Even if he only did the last avoidist, rika shlo lishmoi. To have ilesh tei avoidists, that this is considered two avoidists, still we say the Rashi says the korban is possible. So the Rashi of the Mishnah says, if you made the shechita and then the kohen received kabbalah sadam, then he made halacha sadam, all with the right machshava. He had a mind to do it l'shem korban pesach, and then the last thing b'shastas riki thought to do it l'shem shlamim. So that's the Rashi of the Mishnah. The pesach is possible. So that's the first part of the Mishnah. Now, Eimah Sefer, Oivazoi, what's the Chiddush of the Sefer of the Mishnah? Eimah Sefer, what does the Sefer say? Lishmoi b'shmei lishmoi. You add your two thoughts now, a thought of lishmoi l'shem Pesach, and shleir lishmoi that it's possible. So that's a new Chiddush telling me something new. Hechi Domi, how are we talking about now? Inayma b'shtei avoidis, if you want to tell me the Sefer is talking about two separate avoidis, that first the Shechita was done lishmoi l'shem Pesach, and just b'shat kabbalah or halacha, he had the raw machshava. Shret Gemara hainu reisha. I b'zoi, that's the exact same case of the reisha. What do I need two cases in the Mishnah for? You're telling me the first case of the Mishnah is talking about that the shechita was done okay, the kabbalah and halacha was done okay, just as rika was done wrong, and it's possible. See, if the sefer is also talking about two different avoidis, that's not much the same halacha. Elolav, elamai, you have to tell me. The avoid achas, the ravada, the chiddush of the sefer, the end of the mission is that song that b'shas one avoidim, b'shas the zrika alone. At the beginning of the zrika, the kohen had a mind to do it l'shmo, and at the end of the zrika, he had a mind to do it l'shem shlomin, and that's the chiddush that's possible. So does our mishnah go like then? Rabbi Yosi, it only goes according to Rabbi Yosi. The yomar that says af b'gmat dvar of other mitzvah, that we listen to even the last thing the person said. Because according to Rav Meir, you only listen to the first thing, and the first thing here was Lishmoi, so since this Riko was done Lishmoi, you don't pass to the Korban. So the Chorot Saraya to Rav Papa Shiloh, that the Mishnah is talking about that the Seifa won Avoidah. And the Mishnah has to go according to Rav Yosi, that we listen even to the last words that he say. So Mor says, Loi, here there wouldn't be any clear Araya. Li'olam, I'll tell you the truth is, B'shtei Avoidis. Maybe even the Seif is talking about two different avoidis. That b'shas shchita yarem achshava l'shem Pesach, and b'shas kabbalah yarem achshava l'shem something else, l'shem shlomim. So the question was then, what's the difference between the reisha, the beginning and the end of the Mishnah? I'll tell you like this. V'reisha dekoi v'shchita v'koi mechashe v'shchita. The reisha is talking about when the Yisrael, whoever was doing the shchita, thought b'shas shchita, I'm doing it l'shem Pesach. Inami koy bezrika, or else he was talking about b'shas, he's doing this rika. V'kol mechashe bezrika. In other words, the Rashi says that b'shas he did the shchita, he thought about a good shchita. Then when he did this rika, he thought about a bad rika. That's possible. That's the Rashi. Sefer, now what's the chiddush of the last part of the Mishnah? The koy b'shchita. We're talking about both thoughts he had, both machshavas were at the time when he was doing the shchita. But what does it mean? B'shas she made the shchita, he thought, I want the shchita to be okay, I'm doing the l'shem korban pesach. Just b'shas he did the shchita, he thought in mind that when later he does the zrika, he wants the zrika to be done l'shem shlomim. That's what he thought. The yomer, the kohen, said like this, hareini shechet es pesach l'shmoi. Right now I'm doing the avoida of shchita, I'm shechting the animal that I have in mind to do l'shem korban pesach. But I also think right now, Lizroik Domai Shvel Lishmoi. I have in mind right now, B'shas Teshchita, that later when I'm going to do the Zrika, I want the Zrika to be done L'shem Oshlomin. So that's the Chiddush, that right now it's Chalapsu in the Korban. Even though later when you do the Zrika, you don't have that in mind, you change your mind later, the Chiddush is right now, you pass on the Korban. And that's a tremendous Chiddush. O Kamashmulon, what do we hear from our Mishnah then? The mechashvin may avoid the avoida, that you could have in thought, in mind, b'shash you're doing one avoida for the next avoida, and that psul is chal right now. In other words, istamazoy the kohen thinks that I want to make this korban l'shem shlomim, nothing doing. That machshav is not chal. It's only b'shash you're actually doing one of the four works, avoidas in the korban. B'shash you do any one of the four avoidas, you can have in mind, either this avoider right now I'm doing the shleim shlomim that would pass on the korban, or else right now b'shas I'm doing a shechita, I could think that later when the zrikah is done, I want that zrikah to be done for something wrong, for shlomim, and it's also chal p'sul right now. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. And that's the chiddush de mechashvim yavoid l'avoida. So the Gemara v'hainu boy is Rav Papa. You should know this is Rav Papa's boy. Rav Papa in the Gemara in Zvachim and Daf Yud clears this for Shaila. He's mesupik there. If the Shasta Kain is doing one avoida, he's doing a Kabbalah, he's receiving the dam, he thinks now that later when I do the Zrika, I'm going to do it with the wrong machshava. Is that possible right now or not? So there Rav Papa had a suffix. So our Gemara is saying, from our Mishnah says, yes, it's chal the psul. That's the chiddush of the seif of the Mishnah. That again, we're talking about taki, you had a mind for two different avoidis. But not like the ratio while you're actually doing the two different avoidis. But rather, the seif is talking about b'shas you are doing the shchita just. So your machshava first is the shchita should be l'shem pesach. That's good. But then you have a mind, you want the zrika later to be done shler l'shemoy l'shem shlomim. So that's the chiddush, the psul is chal right now. So this will even go according to Rameya. Even though Rameya says we only listen to the first thought, that's only the first thought of the avoid of Shchita. If you think about Shchita, you thought Lishmo, you can't pass it. But here, B'shah Shchita, you think in our second thought that you want the Zrik later to be Shtar Lishmo. There was never a first thought that it should be Lishmo. You didn't think about Zrik until now. This is the first thought you have about Zrik. So even Rameya would be made this puzzle. So Mel, that's the Chiddush of the Reish and the Sefer of the Mishnah, but they're both talking about two different avoiders and not one avoider. Let me see. Yeah, the border puppy. Well, Toshima, I'll bring you another ride. So while we don't have a clear ride what the Mishnah is talking about. Toshima, Oish, the Mishnah says again, Oish Shlo Lishmoy. First you thought you can do it Shlo Lishmoy L'Shem Shlomim U'Lishmoy. Then you had a mind now you're doing L'Shem Korban Pesach. It's possible. The Mishnah says the carbon is possible. Hechi domi, how are we talking about? Inayme b'shtei avoidis, if we're talking about mamish, one machshava was b'shas shchita, and one machshava was b'shas kabbalah. For the Gemara, ha'ashto lishmoy, v'shaloy lishmoy, or ma'at apostle, ma'adach the reisha the Mishnah, the first part of the seifon, where first you thought it should be okay, and then you thought no good, that it's possible. I was there the opposite way. Shalom l'shmoy. If your first thought was shalom l'shmoy, it should be l'shem shlomim. U'l'shmoy. And then you thought it should be l'shem pesach. Mi boy, avadim it's possible. Like, what do you have to tell me? Pshit it's possible. Madach, when the first machshava was okay, and the second one is possible, it's possible. Avadim, if the first machshava is possible, for sure it's possible. So what's the two cases of the end of the Mishnah? Elolav, elomai, you have to tell me the chiddush is like this. Avada b'avoidaches. We're talking about one avoider, and b'shas one avoider, he had these two thoughts. So that's the chiddush that we use. First thought shloim l'shmoy, and then l'shmoy that it's possible. Now umi the sefer b'avoidaches. Since the end of the sefer is talking about one avoider, is the chur reisha name b'avoidaches. The reisha, the first part of the second part of the Mishnah, is also talking about by one avoider, and the first of the second part says what? That first you thought l'shmoy, and then you thought shalom l'shmoy, that it's no good. So the chura, who does that go like? Since the first machshava was l'shmoy, why do we say it's no good? It has to go according to Rabbi Yossi. So chura, we have a raya that our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yossi, and not according to Rameya. Someone says back, no, I'll tell you not like that. L'yoy lom b'shtei avoidis. Really, the whole Mishnah, even the second part, is talking about two different avoidis. What's the chiddush of the second part of the Mishnah? Like we said before, b'shas you're doing your shchita, you have in mind to do this zrika later shlo l'shmoy. Now, with a dinu, really, b'yitzrich lay. Now, the question is, what do we need the second part of the sefer? Because the second part of the sefer is that if you first thought shlo l'shmoy, and then l'shmoy's no good. The kasha was, pshit, it's no good. Maduch, when you first think good, and then no good, it's no good. Avad, if you first you think no good, for sure it's no good. So Gemara says, it's true, you're right, you don't need that case. Other the idea the Tony Lishmoy or Shlo Lishmoy, since the end of the Mishnah says first the case where you thought Lishmoy, that means B'shas Shchita you had in mind to do the Shchita L'Shem Korban Pesach or Shlo Lishmoy, which means B'shas Shchita you are thinking now that the Zrika should be done Shlo Lishmoy. Now that's a tremendous Chiddush. that even though you're not doing this rika now, you're only doing the shchita. We hold nachash from yavoidu leavoidu. So that's the chiddush here. So once it says this chiddush, I'll tell you, toni nami shler l'shmoy l'shmoy. The Mishnah just says the case over again. Of what? L'shmoy and of shler l'shmoy l'shmoy. Even though it's pshita, of course. Madach when you had first l'shmoy, and then shler l'shmoy, it's no good. Avad, if a shash you're doing the shchita right now, you think the shchita should be done shler l'shmoy, pshita it's possible. Tetzos ha'nechnam, you're right. It just says both cases, because since it says the first case, it says the opposite case also. But there's really no chiddush in that part of the Mishnah. So right, do we have no raya, what the Mishnah is talking about. Toshima, I'll bring you another raya. It says the Mishnah later, Shochatu yeshechta the korban Pesach at the right time, Erev Pesach, Yefta Chatzois. Shalai li oichlin. You have in mind not to do it for people that could eat it. Shalai li oichlin, Rashi says that means l'choyla. You had in mind that only a sick person, or else lezokin, an older person that can't eat, shein yecholim lechol kezayis. They can't eat a kezayis of meat anymore. V'yein bay menuyin acher melehin. They are the only people that's on this korban. So since they're the only menuyin, menuyin means they were the ones that first bought this korban. So this korban right now, you only have a machshava to shecht it for these people, and these people can't eat the korban is possible. We'll see later on, a korban pesach is the only korban that the whole purpose of the shechit is kidei you could eat the korban later. Like the Yikka mitzvah the Torah wanted you is to eat this korban at night time. There's a mitzvah to eat the korban at night. That's the whole purpose why we make the shechita. Other korbanos is not that way. But the other korbanos, the Yikra of the korban is to bring the korban. Do the zrika, do the avodah, you get your kapara. That's the main reason why it's brought. But the korban pesach is not that way. The main reason why it's brought is because the Torah wants you to eat the meat at night. So let's say all the people of this korban are people that can't eat the meat. Then the korban is possible. The kohen is not allowed to bring it. He's not allowed to make the shechit, not allowed to make the zrikim. Here there's a special halacha, we'll soon see the psukim, that it has to be eaten. So Rashi says, possible, the ish lefi och leksiv, haroyal echol. You can only be such a person that could eat it. If you can't eat the meat, you're not allowed to be part of the korban pesach. So if the Kohen had in mind when he shechted or did one of the dalar avodos, shnei loichlev is loich. He's loichlev v'shnei lemnuyev, or else you had in mind to shechted or to do it for one of the people that were not included in the korban pesach. They were not shutzfes. They did not buy this korban. It's also possible. So drash shnei lemnuyev nim nivolav chaburizu, like these three people bought this korban v'shochat u'l'shem chabur acheres. And whoever shechted had in mind for three other people. Also the korban is possible. What about larelim? You had in mind to shechted for a person that's an oral that doesn't have a bris mila. Like Rashi says, larelim, Yisrael shemeisu achiv machmas mila. He's not an apikuris. The reason why he didn't have a bris mila, hapiyadin, because his other brothers died b'shas the mila. So lochrid, you don't have to make him a bris mila. But I call upon him, he's not allowed to eat the korban pesach. Ve'im sulim elecha pesach. There's a special pasuk, if you're an old oral, for any reason, you don't have a bris milah, you're not allowed to eat from the korban pesach. So if you shechted the korban for this person, the korban is possible. Or the tameim, who are then if the owners are all tamei, they're not allowed to eat the meat, also possible. That's this Mishnah later. Now, Mor says, Hocha pshita b'avoyda achas. Here for sure we're talking about one avoyda now. Why? So Drashi, Hocha pshita b'avoyda achas koi. So chodah machshavu, there's only one machshavu dika. You're only having one thought. You're only thinking to do it for these people, and they pass with the korban. So the next mishnah is talking about one thought throughout the whole avoda. So since the next mishnah says each thought is throughout the whole avoda, our mishnah also is talking about each thought is by its own avoda. Mar reishanami pa avodachas, that our reishia that says lishmoy. And Shlel Lishmoy doesn't mean B'shas one avoida, but also means B'shas two avoidas. So the Marloi, that's no Rayim. Liyoy Lamataya B'shtoy avoidas. No, I skipped some. Or me the Sefer B'avoid Achas, Reishanam B'avoid Achas. And the Gemara, no, me the Ira. Does one have to do with the other? Hokadisa V'okadisa. Each one has its own halachis. The next Mishnah is talking about one avoida, each thought is by its own avoidum, but it could be our Mishnah is talking about these two thoughts, maybe they're going to join one avoidum. That wouldn't be a riot for the next Mishnah, to our Mishnah here. So the Gemara come, Toshma, I'll bring you another raya. We'll hook this with Isa. Say for the next Mishnah about Voidachas. Of a Reisha, our Mishnah, I be Avoidachas, I be Shtei Avoidis. There's no raya one to the other. It's possible our Mishnah is talking about either one or two Avoidis. So it's still good. We have Puppis Shiloh, we don't have an answer yet. Toshma, come now, bring another raya. It says, Allah Choli Oichlov, Vishloel Oichlov. Bishas, you made this shchita you had in mind for a few people. Let's say 10 people brought this korban pesach. 5 of them are able to eat the korban, and 5 can't. So you had in mind to shech for the 5 that could, and for the 5 that can't. It's a locha kosher. Shot such a machshava does not pass on the korban is still kosher. And this we'll see later. Rashi says, Lo'echlov, Shor Lo'echlov, Kidim Mepharish B'yos. The Gemara later will explain that here there's the Gzeras HaKosav that still is kosher. So now here what? He had Lo'echlov two machshavis. Now, Hechidami, how are we talking about Yadis two machshavis? L'shem the 5 people that could eat, and L'shem the 5 people that can't eat. In name of B'shtei Avoidis, if you want to tell me by 2 different Avoidis, the time, what's the reason? The Choshev B'Zrika, because you had the machshav B'Shaz Rika. Why? That's why you want to tell me it's kosher. Although you're telling me now that it's only kosher because you had it through 2 different avoidis. So the first avoidis, shchita, was done l'shem oichlev, the people that could eat. The second one, shchel oichlev, that was done b'shaz rikam. And the reason why it's kosher, the ein machshev es oichlev is rikam. We don't have to have this machshev at all. It's not nogeya who could eat it or not, b'shaz is rikam. It's only halacha b'shaz the shchita. B'shas to Koyin, or whoever shechs the korban, he has to have a mind only for the people that could eat from the meat. But if he has the wrong machshava for the people that can't eat B'shas Zrika, that doesn't pass him. That's the pasuk later, like Rashi says. Ein machsheves psul oichlin, hagoyin chelov zok himself the Zrika. De b'shchitu d'chsivei oichlin, lefi ochlai t'chaisu. The pasuk says b'shas shchita oichlan lefi the pasuk says lefi ochlay techoisay vayno tishchet you should shecht it kedem atargmin b'shachet v'yichos so it says lefi ochlay techoisu b'shas the shchita you have to shecht the korban pesach for people that could eat it. So as long as b'shas shchita you thought for the people that could eat it, even though later b'shas rika you only thinking of these other 5 people that can't eat it, it doesn't pass for the korban. So if that's pshat, the next mishnah. You want to tell me why is a kosher? Because he had the raw machshava b'shaz rika. But it's a diyuk. Ho ba'avoyda achas, mashma if he had both machshavas b'shaz shchitam, kegoyin b'shchitam, the mahan yibay machshava soichlin posel. You want to tell me it is posel? That's what you want to tell me b'shan this next mishnah. That's not true. V'akaymalon, we hold, miksas oichlin loy poselam. If b'shaz you made the shchitam, you had in mind that I call upon him, you had in mind for 10 people. 5 of them could eat, and 5 of them can't eat. Even though you had in mind right now for these 5 people that can't eat, it doesn't pass for the korban. As long as you had in mind for at least 1 person that could eat, it's kosher. That's the locha. For Kaimalon, miksas oichlin leposlon. As long as somebody could eat, even though you also have in mind people that can't eat, that doesn't pass on. So here, why is the korban puzzle then? Notice, you want to tell me that the only reason why it's kosher is because it's 2 different avoidis, and the second machshav was b'shaz rika. Mashmeh, if both machshavas were b'shaz chita, it would be possible. That's a kasher on you, no? Nothing doing. Even if you had both machshavas b'shaz chita, still it would be kosher. So, what's the deek now?